Oh, don't you just love that sound?
Run. Run.
There you go. Okay. Now, Steve, I don't want you to feel left out here on Telephone Torture when we give away fabulous prizes worth up to dollars. But it's not often we have the big kahuna from the Megaplex Theaters with it.
You're going to make
your
pick. Huh?
And I am going to
Sophie's choice.
I'm going to channel all of my energies into coming up with a number, and I'm focusing them, not on you.
Thank
I'm
goodness.
Focusing them on Blake.
I appreciate you stepping in for me.
Let's see if he can.
Job.
Let's see if he can come up with a number. Okay.
The forks are speaking.
The forks are speaking.
He's using the forks.
Okay.
By the way, he hates it when I ruin the illusion.
Wait, no, I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, now you're letting him slide.
It kind of makes you wonder what's going on in his head, doesn't it? Okay.
The forks are
speaking. Right. So the forks are speaking to me, and his dog speaks to him and everything.
Three. The number's three.
We came up with the number three. The number to call is KSL Talk. And for those who have never really experienced telephone torture, this is really cool.
Well, nighttime torture, this could be weird.
Ooh.
Because these people are not used to, you know.
Do you mean the weird people that you know, are listening right now?
The three Nephites.
You know them personally, do you? We always suspected you might be one.
Manny, Mo, and Jack.
Okay. So it's KSL Talk, and let's find out. And by the way, we have two tickets to the Megaplex Theater.
Yes, we do.
Two. You should be asking in a form of a question.
We have two drinks
and
a tub of popcorn, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, absolutely. All right, so let's go to our first, well, let's just call it like it is, loser.
Let's do it. I'm so sorry.
All right.
The fork
Hi.
Spoke.
The fork spoke.
May the forks be with you.
Okay, as long as the forks aren't in the spoke, then we're all right. Okay, hi,
there
who's
goes
this?
Your Christmas joy, right?
That's
now.
Right.
This is Vicky.
Hey, how are you?
I'm not sure because I don't have the radio in the room.
Oh, so well, let me put it to you gently and kindly. You're a loser.
So sorry.
You're
I hate this.
You're the walking disclaimer.
Oh,
on this
I would be giving you. You get a car, and you get a car.
You get a car. Ugh. Yeah, you don't win the movie tickets, but you're going to get the car. No, you are a loser, but we love you anyway. And so, but we're going to have to loserize you. You know that, don't you?
You know.
Yeah, she stepped up. She
oh,
said,
"Oh, I'm a loserizer."
Yeah. Okay. Let's hit the button on her. Here we go.
Loser, loser.
Hey, I've heard this call before.
Is this a classy show or what?
Why do people do this?
You know, we had 1,000 T-shirts printed up. 500 of them said, I was a loser on the movie show. 500 said, I'm a winner. We've still got stacks of the winner T-shirts. Oh. And the loser T-shirts have been gone.
It's kind of a shtick.
Okay, I feel a little better about it now.
They get it.
Thank you.
Most of them.
Okay, good. Okay.
There's the threatening letters later. Then.
A little thing like loser T-shirts made you feel better about this?
Yes, because if they like it, but it's kind of masochistic.
Well,
right?
it's a high honor to be a loser on a movie show. It's even a higher honor to sponsor it.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's go back.
I'm feeling like the loser.
Let's go back to the phone line. And hi, who's this?
It is Wynn.
Hey, Wynn. Guess what?
You lose, Wynn.
See, even win. He's getting
I couldn't help it. His name is Wynn.
So
come on.
Sorry, Wynn.
That was a softball.
That was low-hanging fruit, man.
What you're saying.
I don't think his name's Wynn. He just said that.
So what you're saying is Wynn is not a win tonight. He's a loser. Is that right? Wynn, how do you feel about that? Even Steve's calling you a loser.
I'm sorry, Wynn.
I'm still Wynn.
Yeah, he's still Wynn.
You're still
Wynn. And even
you're
though he's a loser, he'll still be winning for the rest of his life. But let's go ahead and let's
ruin the rest of his day.
Let him have it.
I'm a loser.
Yep.
Still a loser.
You know, my former producer, Amy Iverson, you know, from quite a while ago, she sent me a brand new loserism thing, we've got to work that into the mix here.
Yeah.
And now let's go back to the phone line, and this is caller number
three.
Yes. And the forks
Thank
spoke.
Goodness. This is a good one.
The forks spoke three tonight. And hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Tom.
Tom, how are you?
I'm doing okay, I guess.
Well, there's a little chuckle in your voice, and there ought to be. Because you should be euphoric right now because you are a big
wiener.
Of course you are. You are a big wiener, and you've won fabulous prizes worth up to...
Dollars.
Dollars. I like the way you said dollars. Okay.
A fistful of them.
That includes two tickets.
Absolutely.
To whatever movie you want to see.
Any movie, any format.
Any movie, any format, any Megaplex theater.
Yeah.
And you've got two drinks, and you've got a tub of popcorn. Who are you going to bring with you? You know, Steve needs a date.
I gotta bring Barbara.
Oh, Barbara!
I hope that's your wife.
Barbara's a winner.
Yeah, that's my wife.
So Barbara and Tom are the big wieners today. How does that make you feel, Tom?
I feel wonderful.
Christmas has come early for you, hasn't it? Big
pause. My heart.
He fainted. He
just
fainted.
I'm just speechless.
Yeah, you're speechless. Okay, now there is one little thing you have to do to make all the losers feel a little better about their pathetic selves, and I'm sure you know what it is.
Yeah, we've got to have everybody's good buddy Frank sing us a sad song.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Is there a show anywhere out there that loves the losers the way we do?
There just isn't. And thank goodness there was only two tonight.
And thank heaven.
He's backpedaling.
Yeah, he's just backstroking.
Are you
on
moonwalking?
This one.
What's happening over there?
What, are the forks speaking to you?
Yeah, I just keep looking at it.
Is that the
why
South
Fork?
Couldn't
it have just been one?
Okay, well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to take a brief break, and we will come back with more of the – I know this is going to be tough to follow, you know, the telephone torture. We'll be right back with more of the movie show. Well, the reason we're playing the Marvel music here is not just in honor of Wakanda Forever, but we thought...
Even though they don't even use it in this movie.
Well, they do at the open... No, they don't.
No,
no they
silent.
Don't. That's right. It's silent. Okay, so... We thought that we would do, we got to do a movie show top 10, right? But I want to save the top 10 moneymakers for tomorrow.
I forgot, there's method to your madness.
Yes.
You're going to scare these nice people. Run.
See
run.
You later. All right, so here we go. All right.
Make Jeff listen to this.
Now we need the official top 10 music here.
Okay.
Jeff, are you ready for this?
There are young children nearby.
Yeah. They just got out of a horror movie, and they're like, now what?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. I wish I had the drummers here to really add class to this.
Would do it.
Was that a snide comment I just heard? It's time for the movie show. Top 10!
Vibranium is going off.
I'm Mr. Red. The skull is...
It's glowing.
That poor
it went red.
That poor gentleman that just walked by.
He looked at you like, what the hell was that?
Well, I'm glad I'm leaving. Okay. Glad I saw the movie before I heard that.
No, really, folks. It's okay. Come on in.
That's right. No, it's really all right. It's fine. Nobody's armed. Okay, so we have the movie show top 10, but... It's according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, no.
Okay.
The top Marvel movies of all time.
And there have been, this is 30, right?
Right.
As of this one.
Okay. So, starting with number 10, the least of the movies we are going to mention.
So you're going to the very worst.
Yeah. Well, the worst on this list. It would
on
be
on this list.
Oh. I mean, there are 20 other movies that are
circulating.
Worse
than, sure.
But this is Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, see, I like that movie.
See,
that can't no.
Well, this is top 10.
Top 10. So there are 20.
So there are 20
movies
others that are worse.
Than this.
Okay.
Than
this. But
okay. Wow. This is according to Rotten Tomatoes. It had 87. Now, Spider-Man Homecoming is number 9. That also has 87. And so they're not just going strictly by the score because it makes no sense if
there's no tiebreaker there.
Plus there are movies like...
I want to recount.
Number 8, and I think this is one of the best Marvel movies of all time, the original Iron Man. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, yeah.
See, that would have been farther up the list.
Hanging Chads here or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Avengers got to be a
see, that got 94%.
Well, I mean, yeah, these are eight, high 80s and 90s on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, but they're all Marvel movies, so they should all be in the high 80s.
Okay, number seven is Captain America Civil War.
That's a good movie.
That's a good one. That's a good one. But that had 89%.
Is that the first time we see the Black Panther?
Ooh. Maybe. I'm not sure.
I think that's our introduction to King T'Challa.
But the next one, the number six movie, is Black Panther. So that's kind of in the middle of the top 10 pack.
Interesting.
And then it's...
Yeah, the only one that's nominated for Best Picture is number six.
Exactly.
On the list.
Number five is Captain America Winter Soldier. That's ahead of Captain America Civil War?
No.
I'm shaking my head on that
one,
too.
We're throwing a flag on that one.
Yep. That's 92%.
A recount.
Yeah.
And then I'm curious to see what you guys think of this. Number four is Spider-Man No Way Home. Huh?
Yeah. Well.
Does it deserve its number four? Jeff's thinking about this one.
That's the one with all the Spider-Men, right?
Yeah, that's for nostalgia reasons.
I thought it was a little overloaded with Spider. You know?
People. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Call the Orphan Man or something? Too many spiders?
Ooh, arachnophobia. Yeah. Great minds on that one. Okay. Number three is Avengers Infinity War.
I needed therapy after that
movie. Oh, man, wasn't that something?
That was a tough one.
Larry and I saw that movie 12 days ahead of the rest of the world.
Yeah.
We saw that ending and couldn't talk about it.
I know.
I know. That's one of those movies you dare not speak, you know.
Then you have to wait.
There was nobody. There was nobody to go through counseling with.
<I know. laughs>
What just happened?
I know, because, you know, with a movie like that, you want to compare notes, like, whoa, what about this? But, you know, you don't want to blow the movie for anybody else. Yeah. So that's number three, Avengers Infinity War. And that got 91%. But isn't it interesting? Spider-Man got 93%. There are quite a few movies, like Iron Man got 94%, so I don't understand the ranking here. But, hey, the mind's immeasurably superior
to ours. So
your
list is flawed, what you're telling us.
If it doesn't agree with
me,
Endgame's
got to be next,
flawed.
Right?
No.
Or is it
Somebody broke into the mayonnaise jar on Funkin' Wagnalls' porch.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
Are you kidding?
I was actually kind of... curmudgeonly pleased to see that.
I loved that movie.
I did too.
It's a great movie, but
yeah. I know when you compare
it to
in the scheme of things, but there was something about that movie.
Groot.
I mean, all of them and Rocket and all of them and so there you go. Guardians of the Galaxy is number two on this list of infamy.
Obviously, it's
Endgame.
Endgame.
It is Avengers. Endgame, and this has 94, and it's, you know, as far as the Rotten Tomatoes, there are no scores for the top 10 that are above that, but there were some that tied.
Notice no Doctor Strange.
I know, no Doctor, you know.
He'd take that badly.
he would. He'd do something.
There's 17 million.
Now, if Wong gets his own movie, move over, everyone.
Well, have you watched any of She-Hulk? And he's like a DJ or something, and he has a girlfriend. I mean, Wong is rocking.
Wong is it.
Yeah. Are there any big omissions, do you think? If Iron Man had not been on here, I would have really. Because I just thought that was so good.
The Captain America, the First Avenger.
Yeah.
I think is in the top 10. I would have switched something out, and I'm not sure what.
I'd be interested to see what the lower 20 rankings were, because Captain Marvel isn't in here. You know, there are some other big titles that we all look forward to.
Well, according to Marvel, it was that standalone Hulk. Poor Ed Norton. It's okay.
Yeah, what can we say?
Eric Bana and Ed Norton.
Yeah.
All right.
I love Mark Ruffalo, though, as he's a great Hulk. Yeah.
Do you guys want me to do the movie show top 10 open again, for those who might have missed it?
I think there's a child or two we haven't tormented.
You know, the acoustics here are good.
They are very good.
Now, of course,
like
you've heard my ultimate goal, because we go up there with the state treasurer. usually what, in April or something like that, springtime
April
somewhere.
15th?
Yeah, April, no, they don't want us there on April 15th. And but I thought, you know, if we could just squirrel out and I could do the movie show top 10 in the Capitol Rotunda. Now, would that be cool?
Now, see, I tried to get the Utah Highway Patrol to arrest him if he
tased me.
And they go, we're serious. Well, we're
he did it in a
law
church
enforcement.
On during travel. That was,
I know.
Yeah, but it's on a cruise ship, really?
The highest point. You know, that chapel that we were in that we did the movie show.
Does it break down into a nightclub?
No, but it's got kind of a Greek Athenian temple theme.
Wow.
It's a real unique, and it was beautiful, and it was the highest point where the public could go on the ship.
Well, the captain's above that.
And,
though,
well, right? Actually, the captain isn't quite as high in some places, you know, because there are things even. But it was unique. It was unique, to say the least. Jeff, we've had a great time. Yeah. This has been so much fun. And, again, I cannot remember doing a nighttime show like this before, and This
probably
has been
never
a lot of
again.
Fun. That's right.
You look at the numbers. They're like, what the heck happened on Thursday night?
That's right. Blake's looking at the thing going, okay, telephone torture, huh?
Forks. If only it could be positive.
Believe me, there will be meetings.
Yeah, something about forks speaking.
Eliminate
to
all the forks in the building.
Yeah, but there will be no more forks ever seen in a Megaplex theater. But this has been so much fun. Let's remind everybody, you know, how to get their tickets, best way. I mean, everything is so cool now. You know, we talked about this the other day. You know, when I came in to watch the Banshee movie, you know, I just did everything right there on the little kiosk. Yeah. It was so easy.
Even
so
got
convenient.
My refill on there.
Yeah.
The beep, beep, beep,
I didn't bring my cup, so I went full tilt, you know.
Oh.
You know,
and we recognize not everyone's as comfortable with it, so we have team members standing by to walk you through it, or we have other means. But MegaplexTheaters.com, the Megaplex Theaters mobile app, we have tickets available. We're adding show times because people are coming to find this movie. I've been visiting with guests as you've been talking, and they are bringing family and friends back. They're coming to see this one again, which is a great
sign. That's what we want to hear.
Boy, the term is legs. If a movie has legs, I mean, you think about it. You know, Steve, you and I have talked about this. You know, that, and especially you, because you try to see every single thing out there, which is great for our listeners. I try to see the big stuff. And when you make the time to go see a movie again, and then maybe again, like Maverick, I've seen it three times on the big screen. And that really says something. And when people expend their movie dollars and they go back and see a movie, it just makes all the difference.
Well,
and take your friends.
I also think the magic of the first one is bringing people back out of respect. It's almost like going to a funeral, at least part of it.
Yeah.
It's showing respect for Chadwick Boseman, to be honest.
There is a sense of celebration.
Yeah.
There are moments when it's emotional, but the takeaway is, He has had an impact on people, which myself included.
Yeah.
Yep.
His body of work is extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. Well, we are coming to the end of the program. Again, our thanks to our friends at the Megaplex Theaters. They have been now for 22 years great partners of the movie show. We've had a great time tonight. I hope you have too. And don't forget, the traditional movie show will be originating from NPS tomorrow morning, beginning at 9 a.m. It's 9 o'clock tonight. When you go home, please make sure that you hug the people you love.